a very exciting place.
So Kavaa is a really big site and really impressive, mostly because of the main palace that had 300 some odd Cha'ak masks. And so it was really impressive. And it was actually the first place where we saw, they also did the Siddur Shmal, but they'd taken the cenote. Mm-hmm. And they had restored it, so they, you know, the sort of drinking water that
the systems, yeah,
the people use on the site is a restored ancient Mayan cistern, because, you know, there is no water sources here, just, and I was thinking about that, and so that's kind of, they talk a lot about the cisterns, and they're like, yeah, I get it, you got cisterns, but what's the significance of it is that in this region where there is no water sources
in the dry season,
other than the rain, you know, that need to have water is what prompted them to develop a civilization. So that's why it's so significant.
And that's why there are so many Cha'ak that are being the rain god.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, so anyway, so that, the site is very impressive, especially because there's some of the first glyphs that were legible for us. And some of the very... There's not very many... There was plenty of sculpture at the time, Mayan sculpture of three-dimensional persons, but very, very little of it has survived. And so there are some examples at... there's one example of the legs of a ball player at Labna. And then there's some other examples at Kavaa. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the statuary there is impressive. And the site's, you know, still being actively restored, but it's still a very impressive site. And it's split on two sides. Make sure you go across the road to the other side, where there's the Great Pyramid, which Dominic found depressing because, well, a very massive site, it's not restored at all, so it's basically just a very, very large hill of stones.
Yes.
Some from distance away.
Hidden behind the trees, and Peter was like, did you see the pyramid? I was like, there was no pyramid. It's like, it's over there. It's like, that is not a pyramid. That is a pile of rocks.
A very tall pile of rocks. Tall pile of rocks.
That is a hill.
So anyways, but the main thing on the north side of the road,
West,
other side of the road, other is an applicable word. The main thing on the other side of the road is the giant arch of the Sakbe.
Yes, an uproar.
And so, there, the Sakbe is the elevated road that ran between Ushmal and somewhere else.
It ran
Kavaa.
Ushmal to Kavaa.
But Sakbe just basically means, you know, elevated road, and so
made of limestone. It was made of limestone. It was white.
Yeah. Well, they're, yeah. Another word for them is like Camino Blanco, but just white paths. But yeah, so a lot of the big Mayan cities just had these built roads, and not very many of them are preserved. But, you know, that sort of very impressive, you know, sort of similar to seeing an ancient Roman road, and it's all its glory is this massive lifted up road up coming up. And so the arch is still there, and the arch is actually very early work. And one of the really cool things is you can see the handprints of the people who made the arch still there.
Yeah, I like that.
And like some of these other sites, Kavaa had a lot of iguanas going everywhere, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and though we asked, we were told it was impossible to ride our bicycles from...
Because they don't maintain the entirety of the road. But yeah, we wanted to ride our bikes from from Kavaa to Ushmal.
Down the Sakbe. But unfortunately, we'd probably have gone about 300 meters before we hit dense forest. Or at least dense enough forest that it wouldn't be fun to ride.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really cool site.